Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Native Americans and subsequent settlers were living on the land now known as Delaware long before it officially became a state in 1787. So the area's had a long time to stock up on stories of ghosts and hauntings between then and now. In this edition of History Matters, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon is joined by Delaware native Josh Hitchens, author of Haunted History of Delaware and Eerie Delaware, for a deep dive into the first state's haunted history.
Speaking broadly here, what makes this state a prime place for the supernatural, ghost stories, haunted places? Can you give us a sense of Delaware's haunted history?
Sure thing. What a great question to begin with. I think Delaware has such a rich history and folklore from its very beginning, because there's stories, that have been handed down from the Lenni-Lenape people who, of course, lived here for many thousands of years before white settlers came to these shores. So there's that mine of folklore, but then, starting in the 1600s, when people from the Dutch and the Swedes came and started settling the area, brought their own stories and folklore. And everywhere, in early American history, there were so much happened, so much incident, And so that always leads to great stories, I think, both documented in history and also folklore that has been passed down over time. It's important that these stories be passed down, and read and retold, because that way it preserves the culture, of the past several hundred years in a way that could easily be lost. So even though Delaware is a small state, it has rich, rich stories in every corner of it. And every corner of it has some ghost stories as well.
And well, what are the qualifications in your mind in terms of what we define as haunted or what qualifies as one of these stories? Are there qualifications here? What about that?
Yeah, that's another great question. So for me as a writer, because I grew up, always interested in history and ghost stories and folklore since I was very, very young. And have obviously read many, many books on the subject before I started writing my own books. And for me, sort of my qualification for, is this a story that I'm going to write a chapter about in a book or mention, is that I'm looking for stories where many different people have witnessed the same kind of paranormal phenomena or manifestation over time. Because there are some places in Delaware and everywhere where, it's a place that's said to be haunted, but there's only really, one person saw this one thing once and then not much since then. So there's not a lot to go on there. So the historian in me is really interested in have people seen this, many, many times throughout history? And also, does the ghost story, does the legend allow an opportunity to talk about the broader history of a particular place? That's really what I'm looking for as a writer.
Right. So let's go through the list of creepy and haunted places in Delaware. Some of the major ones are the Old Christ Church, the Addisee Inn in Bethany. You said that the Rockwood Mansion in Wilmington is definitely the most haunted house in Delaware. So walk us through some of those major haunted spots and what makes them haunted.
Sure thing. Yeah. Those three places are very close to my heart. The Old Christ Church, which is in Sussex County, located near Laurel. My family grew up very near it. And Old Christ Church, I really think, and I've said before, that it is a criminally underrated historic site. It is a treasure of the first state. It is one of the most intact 18th century churches that exists on the East Coast. It is astonishingly well preserved. And the folks that run the Ice Old Christ Church League, in Chief Stacy Northam Smith, was very kind in talking to me. Her and several other people have witnessed a woman in a black dress who has appeared occasionally when services are going on. People notice her standing near the open door as if she's looking at, the sermon or whatever, and then people turn and she's not there. They go outside and she's gone. People have also gotten what looks like apparitions in photographs there, including one that is in my book that, it looks like a little girl wearing a bonnet, from the olden days. The Rockwood Mansion that is in Wilmington is, again, like as you said, I think definitely the most haunted house in Delaware. Again, amazing, amazing historic site. I call it, I talk about it in my book as sort of the Delaware version of Downton Abbey, with terms of the luxury of the house and the grounds and, the big personalities of the family members that lived and died there. But it has ghosts all over the place. I was recently there for a book event, and the current director of Rockwood shared with me that their paranormal team recently said they believe they've identified 35 different entities throughout the house and the grounds. And I believe it. And they have extensive documentation of pretty much like every paranormal thing that has happened on the house and grounds since the 1970s when it started becoming open, as a historic site. And they shared that wealth of information with me. I could write a whole book about Rockwood, the history of Rockwood itself someday. But it's a beautiful place. Can also be very, very eerie, especially at night. If you go on one of their paranormal investigations, of which they have many, you're definitely going to experience something. I also, as you brought up, really love the Addisea Inn, which is in Bethany Beach. As an, right, it's right on the ocean. Again, has, it's a beautiful place, has really fascinating history. And various owner people who have run the inn over time have been very public with like the press and with visitors about unusual things that they've had happen there, hauntings of different kinds, seeing apparitions, hearing organ music playing in one of the rooms, bathtubs that shake. And things like that. So again, like you have a pretty long history of documentation there. Yeah, so those are definitely three great spots.
What about the lesser known haunted hotspots then in Delaware, or just stories in general? What are those? What are we missing?
Yeah, I mean there's so many, which is one of the great things about Delaware. Story that I always really enjoy, again, hailing from my home turf of Sussex County. There's a lot of interesting folklore about witchcraft in that area, in the 18th and 19th centuries. Two notorious Sussex County witches were Dill Robinson and Molly Cahonk, both who were known in their communities to practice witchcraft, and people, as many people have done throughout history, went to them for advice, for healing, and also, to put curses on people occasionally, which, always has a price, so there's fun stories about them. And there's also in the Great Cypress Swamp, which is again one of the amazing treasures that Delaware has, that place also has a history of being haunted. There was a fire there that many believe was caused by an exploding still back in the early 20th century. So it burnt a lot of it. So it's also known as the Burnt Swamp in some pieces throughout history. But people have encountered the ghost of a man there who is said to be the one who died in the still. But there's also the legend of our very own cryptid, the Selby, who's known as the Selbyville Swamp Monster, that in particularly the 20th century, people would be going through the swamp or driving through, and they would see this, inhuman creature, think Delaware kind of version of Bigfoot in a way. And that really came to a head in the 1960s. Or swarms of teenagers would go out to the swamp at night to try and see what they could find. And it wasn't until, I want to say, the early years of the 21st century, where a man named Fred Stevens came out saying that he had heard the legend of the swamp monster back in the 60s, and he actually started dressing up as the Selbyville Swamp Monster to scare people. But that, it got got a little too much room because people started like bringing guns out into the swamp, trying to like be the one who could, you know, kill the swamp monster. So he stopped. But, you know, many years later came out saying that he had done that, and he had done it wearing his Aunt Dorothy's raccoon fur coat. And his Aunt Dorothy was a woman named Dorothy Williams Pepper, who wrote perhaps my favorite book about Delaware I've ever read. It's long out of print. Find a copy if you can. But it's called Folklore of Sussex County, Delaware. And in that book, she talks about the swamp monster legend. And I wonder if she ever knew that it was her own nephew that was doing it. So that's a fun one. You know, even though that part of the swamp monster was faked in the 60s, there's stories, you know, that if you look online, of all, you know, all the way into the 21st century, people have been driving along Great Cypress Swamp and have seen, you know, what looks like a tall, you know, walking on two legs, very hairy, you know, kind of monster in the woods. So there might be something there.
So as someone who's written extensively about all of this and gives paranormal tours, this is firmly your realm, Josh. I feel like I've heard a lot about, as far as these spirits go, or ghosts and whatnot, I feel like I've heard a lot about, you know, their lovers scorned or their ghosts seeking retribution of some kind. What keeps these spirits around in your mind?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and I think that's something that is very interesting, that, you know, it hasn't been explained by science yet. But, you know, what always gets me and how I counter that is, like, you know, there are stories of people experiencing ghosts all the way back, like, into recorded history. There's ghost stories in the Bible. People over the course of our human existence have been experiencing something. There's something that is happening there. You know, what it is scientifically, who knows? I've always kind of thought, you know, of course there's an unfinished business, or like it could potentially tie a spirit to a place or major events that happened that had a lot of emotional energy expended. And so that event is sort of replayed on a loop over time. So I think for me, there's kind of different categories. There are ghosts that it is just sort of, you're seeing a thing on a loop as if you're watching it on a screen today, you know, that doesn't really interact with people. It's just sort of this thing going on and on that, you know, people happen to catch glimpses of if they're there at the right moment. And then there are ghosts that are more like what some in like the paranormal community call like intelligent hauntings, where like it is a spirit that is aware of its time and place and interacts with people who are there in the here and now, you know, like such as like making things move or fall, or, you know, touching people, things like that. So I think those are the two main categories, you know. And again, like, have science explained it? No, but like, we've been experiencing something over the course of our human history. So like that you can't really deny.
Thanks to author Josh Hitchens and our Kyle McKinnon for showing us why history matters this week. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we learn more about a mentorship program that helps support those who've been diagnosed with breast cancer. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.